Everything you wanted to know about gun control and preachers were afraid to tell you is the eyebrow-raising title of a hard-hitting essay now available in pamphlet format for a $6 offering U.S. funds, and for a lot less when ordered in bulk. It's an excellent tool to place in the hands of all true Christian men, especially those in uniform. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, quote, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel," end quote. So send a $6 offering U.S. funds and just ask for gun control. Write to Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, USA. Once again, that's Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, USA. And thank you very much for your continuing prayers and support.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is Saturday once again, October 5th, 2024. We welcome you folks out there. We thank you for being here. And if I can push the right button, we'll bring the men on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And Paul, I'd like to ask you if you would please open us up with a word of prayer this morning. And I'd ask that you'd also include those that have been affected by this hurricane. This is a big deal, and there's a lot of people that are still stranded out there without food and without water, without shelter. So ask if you'd keep them in your prayers as well.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this opportunity to go out on this message that, Lord, we pray it'll bear fruit. And, Lord, we just, like Jason said, we especially have a soft spot for these people that are afflicted by that hurricane, Lord. And you have your ways, Lord, and we don't always understand. But we just ask that you have mercy on yours, Lord, that you exalt your strength and your power. And we recognize that, Lord, and it is real and it is good. You sit in the heavens and laugh at what the plans of the enemy is, Lord. We pray that they'll send confusion into their camp. And, Lord, give us the strength that we need for this day as we face this, as we are tempted by our earthly bodies to get a fear that we don't need. We just don't. Lord, we remember in the days of Gideon when you got rid of all the excess and just showed it. It is your hand moving, and we have to recognize that, Lord. We exalt your name in all the world. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Now, that hurricane is it's affected a lot of people, and there's a lot of stuff that's going around the news, and a lot of good information out there, a lot of disinformation out there, a lot of stuff that basically they're covering up, things that they're not telling the people, and it's I've been trying to go through it and sift through it and basically, verify some stuff, but have been in contact with several people that are out there in that area. And several people just called him and asked if we'd pray for him. And I prayed with them on the phone, and it was interesting. I got a call a couple of days ago from a gentleman, and he was affected by the, hurricane, was without shelter. Basically, his house was gone. I said, well, how can we help and what can we do for you? And he says, I want to be put on your, start receiving your Dragon Slayer newsletter. And, I said, okay. He says, my papa used to get it and, he's gone now. And, he said, I really enjoyed reading that newsletter. And he's like, I ran across one the other day and he's like, that's what I want. And I said, well, we can't do anything else for you. He's like, well, you can pray for me and that's all I need. And had a good attitude. Praise the Lord. The people that I have personally talked to and been in correspondence with, they needed some prayer. One person did, we're trying to get some water to some people and, helping out with that. But, so far the people that I've talked to that are, on our mailing list or receive our newsletter or listen to us on the radio are, doing well. And, so praise the Lord for that. And I know also that, there's a lot of people that are still without communication there too. So, we've got to keep that in mind, but do just want people to continue to, keep those that are affected by this hurricane and stuff that are his. There's a lot of evil in that land too. And, it crossed my mind again this morning, and I've been thinking about it constantly, is that that Asheville area was one of the hardest hit areas, and that was also where it was one of the evilest places in this land too. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, and I know people are going to say, well, I know so and so and they're there. No, I'm not saying that there's not good people in that area or around that area. But, that was a big hot spot for witchcraft, sorcery, evil for a long time. A lot of witches, covens and stuff that have come out of that area. And it is definitely an evil place. Looking at this devastation, I can't help but see that this is the wrath of God, and God can bring the wrath of God on a town, on a city, on a land, and he can spare one here, one there, wherever he sees fit, and that's his decision. So I think it's wise that we use the prayer filter and pray through that prayer filter. If you're not familiar with that, contact us, and we'll get it to you. But I do believe that that's how we need to be praying.
Jason, I think you're spot on with that. Absolutely. We do have those prayer filters. Pastor talked about that. He taught on that. And we'd be glad to send that to you. If you want one, just let us know. And, I was thinking yesterday that, and Paul, you talk about it a lot, about it's the trials and the adversity that make us stronger. It's not good, to get out and run and exercise. Doesn't feel good. It hurts. But it's better for you. It's good for you. And it's unfortunate that these type things happen to good people as well. The Bible talks about that. It rains on the just and the unjust. And, but like you said, Jason, those that are his come through it. It's not that we don't get, flooded as well sometimes or just whatever, but it strengthens us. Brings us closer to him, and I think that's what we have to stress on the people that we've got that I've spoken to in that area as well. Same thing, they're again, haven't talked to everybody, but the ones that we have, they seem to be doing okay. They had some flooding or had a couple trees down, but they're good. Power's back on, and they're doing well. And then like you spoke to, lots of problems out there, it certainly shows, I'm going to say the lack of caring in the leadership in the state, in the government. As this has happened, it's been, what, 7, 8, 9 days now, and the leadership has been very slow in responding with help and whatnot, even to the point of neglect, like was mentioned. And those things are coming out. They are. Certainly no lack of help from the neighbors. The neighbors, the rednecks, the hillbillies that they get called, just throw me in that loop as well, or in that group. But they've been, they're the ones that are helping. They're the ones that are reaching out. That law in their heart. Many of them don't even know why, but they love their neighbor. They don't know why, but they do. And we're seeing that in action for sure.
We have to understand our enemy hates as much as we love. And that's hard for us to grasp. We think everybody's like us, we got compassion, but I see where they're threatened a helicopter pilot with arrest if he did some relief work and stuff like that. I see where they're confiscating church trucks that are bringing stuff in there. Our government is actually against us. It's not for us at all. Never has been. But this is idolatry. The government has nothing to offer. It didn't take from somewhere else. I lived in a communist country my whole life. I didn't know it, but I did, because this idolatrous government that we look to for all the relief, and everybody does it. You think farmers they're no saints. They got their hand out for everything, too. It's a total mess, but God does deserve his own, and we can be thankful. Like that man lost everything and wanted to drag a sled and prayer and all that. See, when you've got faith, you understand nothing happens by accident. And his faith just got refined is what, in my opinion. This is how adversity works. It works. Blessed are my afflictions, the Bible says. And, you think that, follow that. You think, man, no, this is a bed of roses. That just isn't what it is. When you become a Christian, the testing starts.
Well, I wanted to say too, I have I really appreciate it, because I did have several men that on the ministry that contacted me and said, "Hey, Jason, if we need to go down there, let us know. If you're going down there, we'll meet you. We'll catch up with you somewhere along the way. If there's anything that we need to be doing down there," and I appreciate that. That was good-hearted men that offered to do that, and I just told them that I said, "Well, I'll put you on a list and keep you in mind and keep you posted." But that's loving your neighbor as yourself. And another man called up, said the same exact thing, and said, "I ain't got time to go down there, but I'll make time if we need to go. So you just tell me." And so some of the people that I was in contact with says you can get down there, but they won't let you anywhere close to it. And you're going to be stopped by the government because they don't want people in there helping one another. So,
yeah, it's an interesting thing. I couldn't help but think yesterday I was talking to some folks, and they were like, "Well, where's FEMA at? Where's all this? Why aren't they a more active role?" And of course, this morning there's a major dump on FEMA activities in there, and how bad they are, and how they're blocking people out, and how they're stopping this. But it occurred to me, I couldn't help but remember Isaiah 55:6. So I went and looked it up. But, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." And there's a real division there with, I couldn't help while I was reading some of the info coming out of there. There are certain people who are calling upon friends and neighbors and other people who are, actively working to overcome this adversity that's in their life, versus these other people who are just sitting there huddled up and want FEMA to come in and save them, want their, "Why is this administration doing this to us?" And it's like if anyone has been watching, listening, seeing the things go on, this surprises you, because why they brought these aliens in, they put them above us, they've done all this other stuff, and you're surprised that they don't value your adversity or your problems. Given past performance issues and past help issues with this, regardless of administration, why would we suspect or expect them to step up and do anything? As a matter of fact, all they do is hinder things. I remind people again that given hurricanes, it takes weeks to get water when the water is sitting there in a parking lot, literally a couple of miles away from people who need it. I mean, we've got guys that are packing food and water and necessary supplies like insulin and stuff in on mules in that area because the roads aren't just impassable. They're also closed by, you know, governmental authority and everything else. They're going over the mountains and using trails that haven't been used for years to help people out. I mean, it's a real, it's just amazing what's going on. And I think that, you know, it's a big dump. Some of this stuff I'm sure is probably hearsay, maybe even not true, but there's a lot.
Hold that thought, Tim. We're going to go to the, we got callers on the line. And we'll be right back to you. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Richard, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Sounds like Warren.
I mentioned the other day in Romans chapter 12, you know, where the water came out of the serpent's mouth and, you know, tried to flood away the woman's seed. And, you know, my Bible's got like a cross-reference in it. And I know now why the government's turning everybody away. It's this in Isaiah 59:19 that our enemies come on us like a flood, trying to destroy us. But God will intervene or whatever, you know, and take care of them. But that's what we're up against. The enemy that's coming on us as a storm is probably worse than that hurricane.
Amen.
So I pray about them people every day. And,
well, appreciate that, Warren.
But like I told Seals just before I called, I mean, you think about the technology that we've got today that there's no way they can help them people. I mean, I was in the Army. You can go just about anywhere with one of them APCs, you know. That's a, you know, Army personnel carrier. It's a tracked vehicle. And they got all kinds of, you know, engineer units around that could build roads. And so, God bless you guys.
Well, thanks, Warren. You have a good day.
Right.
And the phone number to call in is 970-224-4203. That's 970-224-4203. No, it's and Tim, we'll go back to you, but I mean, that's what I'm seeing too, and there's a lot of stuff going on out there because between the lithium mines and, you know, I do believe that, you know, the lithium mine is there, then they're trying to take control of it. Absolutely. I also think that it's very possible. I've seen a lot of stuff come out on it that they're attempting to you know, block these deep red areas from voting. And, you know, it's very possible that they're trying to do that. I mean, you know, they're saying that we don't have, well, what they offer them, $750 for if you lost your house and everything, then we're going to give you $750. You know, meanwhile, we've spent how many billion dollars, almost $3 billion over that we've given to Ukraine. And then we don't have, they're saying that we don't have the money to help these people out. I mean, it's, you know, just garbage. And, you know, I want to encourage people not to give money to the Red Cross, too. A lot of people think that that's a good organization. When they were here, when we've had fires and floods locally, talking to them, and it's basically they might put 10 cents out of every dollar that they get back into actually helping people. But there was a lot of people that were promised help and said that they were going to get help and this and that and never received any of it. And, you know, that organization, as far as I'm concerned, is just one that's out there to gather money, take advantage of a bad situation, and they're getting rich off of it. So we'll go back to you, Tim.
Well, I agree with you, you know, everything we say. I just was really, the main thing I wanted to say is some of the stuff today we have made, that I have, or the stuff is, it's really tough to sift through it all. So if there's something there that's erroneous, I want to apologize. But on the other hand, when you're working through a data dump, basically, occasionally, you know, everything may not be 100% vetted. But on the other hand, then later sometimes you find out, oh, that really did happen.
One of the things that interested me was, is we have a lot of semi-trucks going through Tennessee and into that area that are carrying relief supplies or, you know, bringing people stuff. And they had all these tires being slashed was the word that was used. And later it was an ice pick through the sidewalls. I'm not really sure, but they had 50, 60 trucks that were disabled. And, of course, one article I read said that they were agency trucks. But the fellow I talked to was he said that he wasn't aware of any agency trucks. These were all private guys that were hauling stuff, or at least most of them that he knew of, were private guys hauling stuff in there for aid out of their own pocket. I mean, you know, people are providing it, they're trucking it in for either greatly reduced rate, like fuel or whatever, and these trucks are being disabled at the one TA there as they go in. I mean, there, and so far, $50,000-$60,000 worth of tires destroyed. Of course, it just seems like they just can't figure out who's doing it. But the point is there's a whole bunch of these kinds of things going on. Who is, and then they use the word in some of the articles, agency trucks. Well, see, that sounds to me like somebody's trying to glory grab, or somebody's trying to, you know, it's like, man, the fact of the matter is they're not hauling stuff in. We've got Elon Musk talking about different things there where he's trying to load, he's trying to actually put his own private helicopters into the area with SpaceX satellites and supplies to get them connected back to the internet for communications and various other things. And they won't let them land. I mean, they're waving, you know, they actually are suspending airspace authority over those areas and won't let them come in. And most of the helicopters that are flying in the area are private helicopters. They're not agency helicopters. They're not associated with government. They're just private people. So, you know, I've heard rumors that the state police are going to start arresting federal employees who object and obstruct aid coming from the outside sources. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that go on there. As usual, the American spirit, the godly spirit that exists in our people, that's wrote on their hearts, is the largest help point on the planet. I mean, when you motivate and mobilize those group of people, you see an outpouring of response and help that's indomitable and just amazing. But then we see them we see these enemies of God, and they're out there trying to, control it all, and it's like, just get out of the way and let us get it done, you know. So I think that that's part of the reason that Isaiah 55:6 verse came. It's like, not so much it's like God's there. I mean, he's the protector, he's the savior, he's the relief bringer, and he puts it on these people's hearts to help, you know. I mean, what a blessing.
Well, and when you got, 80 semi-truck tires slashed in one truck stop and one night nearby, you know, it sure makes you think about warfare. And I think that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I was looking at the same thing and trying to establish communications. Communication in a situation like that is crucial. And they've been they've just ran it into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, and I think that it's important. It's like, you know, you never know what's going to hit. You never know what's going to happen. If it's going to be a hurricane, if it's going to be a tornado, if it's going to be a storm, if it's going to be Chinese or Russian forces. I mean, it's time to be to be in the shelter of the Most High. And I believe that's, you know, I've been telling people and encouraging people and through our newsletters and stuff, you know, pray Psalms 91, be in the shelter of the Most High, and we need to be praying Psalms 83, you know, with the full armor of God on, because this is warfare, and that's a warfare scripture, and it's time. I mean, our enemies, the enemies of Christ, are sticking their heads up higher and higher, and they're getting bolder and bolder. And there's that separation of wheat and tares and goats and sheep. And, you know, it's exciting times. But these things are, you know, real.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, what a difference in the, like was said before, the response. Like you said, Tim, you got the you know, the the officials that are there and that are hindering more than they're helping. And, you know, you contrast that. If you look and see what's going on in Florida, you know, Florida got hammered by the hurricane, by Helene as well. And, but you have, now granted, they were, you know, a little more prepared for it, but there's so much of the local people that come out and help, like you're seeing in North Carolina. But let me tell you, in Florida, the government doesn't hinder that. You know, they don't, for the most part, they work with the people. They see that that's what, you know, that that's what's needed. And, you know, they work with Publix. Publix goes and they'll just, Publix is a big, grocery store chain in the South, and Publix will go and just drop a trailer slam full of, pallets of water, open it up and, unhook and go take an empty back to the warehouse and get another one and go drop it off. And the government works with them down there, because, you know, they, like you mentioned, Jason, they've got a love for their neighbor. You look up in the Carolinas and it's not, there's just, we're seeing the difference. We're seeing the contrast, those that care and those that don't. And, it's a learning experience. That's for sure. It is, but it's where we put our trust. Like we said, it's, you know, if there's ever been a time to be praying Psalms 83, oh Lord, don't be silent. And Psalms 91 for that protection, it's now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's go ahead, Tim.
I just think it's interesting that the other question, I actually was talking to some of the guys here yesterday, and one of the guys said, well, I wonder why, he goes, you know, North Carolina's in the news a lot. He goes, Tennessee got hit, Kentucky got hit, Florida got hit, Georgia got hit pretty hard. He goes, how come it's all about North Carolina? And, I mean, you know, and I was like, well, there's evidently some flashpoint there that needs to be taken care of. Of course, we've talked about these lithium mines in and around, I think Eagle Mountain or something like that is one of them. That may not be correct. You know, they're trying to open this back up. Of course, they pushed it back a little, but there's just this huge, and it's interesting that all of these financial giants, or what do you want to call it, corporate special interest groups, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. They've been trying to buy things up. They've been trying to do things. And now suddenly we also have this going on. And, you know, I think to those with eyes to see that you can see that Jason said it, it's warfare. And this is, and you, when you're in warfare, you always take the best scenario you can to take advantage of your enemy, you know, as far as striking them or as far as attempting to spoil them or whatever. And this is, whether this be, you know, however this storm came about or whatever, you're still looking at the possibility or the potential that's what they're doing here. There's thoughts within thoughts. I mean, I've heard rumors about whole towns being bulldozed. The other thing is the death count is just, I don't know what you guys are hearing, but, you know, I hear 100 people or I hear this or 200 people or, and, the one fellow that I was reading and he said, there's bodies in the street, there's bodies in trees, there's bodies in front yards. He goes, you know, and they can't even get the bodies picked up. I mean, whole towns are that way. So there's a lot of, you know, what do you want to call it, downplay going on there too, I would say.
Yeah, I think so too. And I've heard stories like that, and I've heard, you know, numbers that, you know, all over the place, and just, you know, looking at videos and looking at how large the area is and stuff like that, I really think that they just haven't even got a clue yet. But it's definitely going to be high, and I think it's a lot more than what they're saying, that's for sure.
You know, last week I seen a satellite picture of that hurricane, and in the middle of it there was a big black round circle. I would say maybe 10% of that hurricane picture. And they said it was birds and insects. So, I mean, and I only seen it once, you know, but that's huge. If you say that many birds got sucked up.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot.
I mean, he might make a spot.
Yeah. Well, and I see they did suspend the port strike they were talking about. You know, I mean, they got a 67% temporary pay increase or whatever it was. They went back to work, but, or 62%, I have that here. But they're going to suspend that until like January 15th or something along those lines. So, which there's just so much going on here all at once. It's just very, very, there's, you know, plans, like I say, I think God's enemies, they sit around and play it. How much bang can we get out of this? You know, I mean, you can see that going on. I mean, it's like, okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reminded, they say, never let a crisis go to waste, right? And they've certainly had a couple crises here, and whether they were, you know, planned or they just worked out that way, it's, you know, you can bet that the enemy's trying to play it up to the hilt, and not concentrating on trying to help those that are impacted by it. That's for sure.
I was reading Carl Weisman. We are not under the law anymore, and he made a point in there that there's a lot of good people that are persecuted and offended by that. But the point was, we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed these people to get into high places. We've allowed them to take the prayer out of school. We've allowed all this. We sat there and be silent and stuff. And the trouble is, we've allowed this. But these people are true to nature. They're going to take wherever they can get in, take a hold. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, well, the Assyrians got into the high places in Egypt or in place of the Pharaoh. They weaseled their way into these high places, and they persecuted the people. But we, the people, are responsible because we let this happen. When I had that youth group in that church, and I had to play the tape for Charles Stanley, the father, I tricked them, and I got on there, and their wives were sitting out in the car for an hour, and they never come back for the second one. When they won't change for their own children, you're in deep shit. That's what I learned in that. And what I'm telling you, we've allowed these people to get into high places, and what we need to do is repent. And God will fight our battles, but we got to put him back on the throne properly. We're double-minded. We got to obey Caesar and stuff like that. Well, I think in Acts it says it's better that we obey God than Caesar. And this is what the line is being drawn right now. These people stopping these things, and that one helicopter guy defied them and brought relief in there. And this is what it's time to do, is defy. This is war. They certainly intend to kill us. And if you won't defend yourself and your children, there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you, this religion has had an effect on America, and it's not good.
Amen.
I agree, Paul. Yeah.
And that's
You don't have to.
No, but I just think
I think it was well said. Yeah, I mean, that's what we've got. We've got a sin problem, and basically these these churches and a lot of this so-called they call it Christianity, but we call them churches, but basically what it boils down to, they were neutering bins.
Judeo-Christianity, it's incompatible. One hates the other, and the other one should hate them.
Well, it's just the neutralizing of God's people. I mean, they just basically are in neutral. They can't back up. They can't go forward. They can't change direction because they're just stuck sitting there. You know, it's like they see that going on all the time.
He told me the rapture. You know, I said, there's going to be no rapture. Oh, there's going to be a rapture. But they believe that. And that rapture doctrine, and that I was raised in predestination, you know, well, there's nothing to do about it anyway. And that's just neuter the church. You know, and that's some bad theology. You open that book for yourself and read it. When it says something, it's the end of the matter. Don't let somebody talk you out of it. It's the end of the matter. I read so much current war stuff, I get a little tired of it. He's always putting his little parentheses in there explaining things. The Bible don't need no explaining. I might need a little understanding, but that thing don't need much explaining. It just speaks for itself, because that's what I'm trying to say.
My father-in-law used to say, chapter and verse. I can remember him saying that to people when they'd say certain things like during the homeschool fight or a lot of things. He was very unapologetic about it. I mean, you see that stuff going on. It's like, well, we're either going to do it God's way or I'm going to do my best to do it God's way. If I get down in flames, that's the way it is. You know, that is God's will, I guess. But it's okay, Lord. I'm trying to serve you no matter what.
Dad, on another note, I don't know if anybody watched the vice presidential debate this week. I didn't actually watch the whole thing, but I did watch a substantial amount of it. And wow, if that wasn't eye opening, you got problems.
What did you get out of it?
The stuff that was coming out of Wall's mouth was basically unbelievable. I mean, he just basically exposed himself for what he was. Talking about being friends of the friends of school shooters and how he's made lots of friends of and I don't know what the exact quote was, but I believe it was, I've made lots of friends with school shooters and stuff. I mean, and I just, as that thing went on, it just, it's like we've been talking. It was, separation, but exposing themselves. But I mean, they just put it right out in the open, and they, talk about these things like, I think it's got to be that they just can't help themselves. It's like they're losing their power and they're, giving testimony against themselves.
Well, they actually like to get caught. I don't know what it is. It's just not the way I think, but they actually like to get caught. But see, and not only that, I guess it's got to get so obvious that anybody can see it. But it's just amazing. The people that I see with a sign in for the Harris Waltz, whatever his thing, it just, and I drive by them, I can't even believe anybody would be for a treasonous woman like that. And I say, you're guilty of treason by association.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it just leaves me shaking my head. I mean, I don't think she has the word yes or no in her vocabulary. I mean, given an answer is like, and well said. I mean, somebody coined that word, or coined that word salad thing, and it's like, wow, how much can you move your mouth and say absolutely nothing? It's like,
well, look what's going on in the rest of the world too, with Ukraine and Israel and Iran and all this stuff, and this is a cauldron of stew waiting to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of unrest all over the world going on. Whether you can just about pick a spot, and it's just like, wow. So we see that, and I think that goes back to that when God's people get it right, the rest of the world benefits from it, or is blessed. And I think that that should tell us that's one of those proofs or fruits that it's not right. I mean, it's got to be, there needs to be some serious, serious changes and serious realignments of operational paradigms as far as, what's going on, because it's not the way God intended, and it will be one way or the other.
Amen to that. Yesterday afternoon late, there was a former President Trump was in North Carolina and did a live news conference, you might say, question and answers, just standing up there with a microphone and had people with questions to just come up and ask him. He was blasting the current administration. There's no doubt, from the, and that's what reminded me of it. You're talking about the crazy world events going on. He's talking about how, yeah, there should have been a quicker response here in North Carolina to help those people out and on and on. And toward the end of it, he just kind of shakes his head. He says, man, I got to get back in there. And, the thought occurred to me then was it's like he wants to fix it. He sees this destruction of his country that he loves, and he, He's proven before he at least has some better ideas and better plans that have worked. And it, you know, it's not for fame. It's not for fortune. I sure don't think so. I think it's because he loves the country and he wants to, you know, to set things right. And I think we all have that feeling at times with different things. You know, you see something going wrong, and if you have the ability, now if you don't know, you don't know, but, you know, if you got a buddy that's doing something and they're just doing it wrong, maybe for whatever reason, you know, it's hard to just sit back and not say anything and not say, hey, listen, you know, I've done this before, and it might be a little better to try it this way, you know, or have you ever tried it this something, you know, to help. We're seeing the neighbors. We've been talking about that going on, the neighbors helping neighbors, and the love of their neighbor, causing people to spend money and time and effort. And those people that are flying their private helicopters in there, we think about that. I mean, that's a little above my pay scale to have a private helicopter, but the intent is the same, you know, to help out. And it just sure seems that's the contrast. That's the contrast that you were talking about, Jason. Yeah, you see that. I saw parts of that vice presidential debate as well. And it's, you know, there's just no doubt. I didn't know. If anybody has watched any of that, and like you said, Paul, still, you know, promoting Harris Waltz, they don't have a love for the truth, so they're deluded with a lie is the only real explanation that I can come up with. They want this pie in the sky. They think it's just going to be great to get a woman of color in there. No matter what, no matter that she doesn't do press conferences, no matter that she flip-flops on everything, no matter that, you know, she tells you what you want to hear in the dialect you want to hear it. If she's talking to those in the North or the South or Bostonians or what, you know. And I had to chuckle to him when you said that. I don't know if anybody's ever said so much. They had their lips move so much and not said anything, but she sure takes the cake. But the people, you know, if that's what they want, that's what they'll get.
Well, God's keeping his word. He said women and children rule over you, and the stranger will rise higher and higher. Now, he's keeping his word. That's all you can say about it, because we have neglected his word as a nation, and he's just keeping his word. Now, if you need an off-colored one and stuff, that's even worse. You know, that's a stranger and a woman. So people have no idea what the Bible says. They go to church, they put their money in a collection plate, and then they go about their own life. And it's just depressing to even talk to these people. And I don't even know where to start with them. You see, if they're not looking, for the truth, you can't give it to them.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they don't. They if they don't want the truth, you just don't have any premise to work on. And also, if they don't believe that God is God and the Bible's the Word of God, there's no point of reference to deal with, right?
Well, and knowing, you know, like this whole ministry, knowing who you are makes a huge difference. I was reading Galatians again, and it talks about the children of the bondwoman and children of the free woman. Now, there's two different things right there. When you know, realize you're a child of the free woman, you're a different person. But see, they got us all, you know, we allowed them to let us confuse us. You know, Jesus says, I was sent only the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, that should perk your head up and find out it's who you are and who is, you know. And instead of, you know, people, there's two ways to destroy a nation, interracial marriage and interracial adoption. And that's just how they sold poison all the time. And, I mean, yeah, if you say something about race, you're labeled immediately. Well, God's a racist, and why can't I be? And it says kind after kind, that's race after race. That's common sense. And people that don't have any, it's just not there. And it's hard to find anybody that wants it.
It was interesting to me. I was talking to one of the guys yesterday, and he said, well, you know, I was reading some of those Old Testaments. And he goes, I got a question for you. He says, you know, they said that if you have a child that's unruly, you know, you take them out of the city gates to the town hall or whatever and stone them. He goes, how does that work? And I fit there for just a second, because he thought that was extremely harsh, and it is. And I said, well, how many of them do you think they stoned? I said, is there any example in the Bible of them taking them out and stoning one? I mean, how invigorated would you be about helping your children to be, you know, good people if you knew that that was there? And I said, it's more about how far you're supposed to go to get it done than about that end result. I said, that's the thing. I said, it's a type, you know, God's explaining to you that, hey, this is how serious this matter is. And there's a lot of examples like that. And I, you know, but at any rate, I just thought that was, you know, it kind of ties in there, I think, a little bit. People just don't, they're like, well, that's harsh, you know. And it's like, well, there is a, God is a God of justice. But if you do it his way, it comes out really well, you know, or it comes out better. Let's put it that way. So, I mean, are we perfect? No. But,
you know, what's really hard? You know, it's really harsh, Tim, when God says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah, forever. Yeah. And he says they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, I mean, it's like, wow, isn't that something? So get it right. Do it God's way, or he'll do it his way, and you don't have a chance. This is a chance.
Yeah.
God sets in the heavens last, you know. This all happens for a reason, and we got to make, you know, God's working out something really great. So we just have to lean on that. It's not fun to watch, you know. I mean, we all here would go down and help any way we could, definitely. But, you know, I guess God's got something he has to demonstrate somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And he's testing our faith as well, you know. And I know that that's one of the things that, you know, it's been on my mind is, you know, faith. We've got a faith. We've got to trust him. We see these things going on all around us in our land. We see people dying. We see this, you know, warfare that's taking place. And, you know, it's, you know, we got to put our trust in him. But, you know, continuing to try to get people to, you know, turn back to him, cry out to him. You know, we've got that, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we've got that as a promise to us. If we do this, this is what he's going to do. And this is a land that's in need of healing. And, you know, we need to activate that power of God. And, you know, just, you know, encouraging people to, you know, to do that. It's, you know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's, you know, every one of us. It's that blood of Jesus Christ that sets us free from that sin that we've committed. And I really think that that's one of the things. I mean, that's why they try so hard to keep us away from baptism for the remission of sins, is, you know, they don't want us to be freed of that sin. They want us to hold on to it and to take it and for it to be ours. Our enemies understand that's when they have us locked into that sin, they're the ones that are in control.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was got fed up with the church I was raised in, and I'd read the Bible about baptism, and I knew I needed to be baptized, and I asked people, not one person told me I needed to be baptized, but the Bible told me that. So when I left that church, I went to a Baptist church, and I got baptized. My whole family did, but they didn't baptize me for the remission of sin, which would have raised a question. They baptized outward sign of inward grace.
Yep.
So that whole thing is a bunch of baloney. You know, baptism is for the remission of sin, which brings up, what is sin?
Transgression,
you know,
of the law.
Itself,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got two scriptures in here from Derek that are worth reading this morning. In Joel 2, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And then he said in Leviticus 26:22, I will also send wild beasts among you, which will rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number. And your highway shall be desolate. And, yeah, good point. Very good point. And, I mean, we're seeing that. And I think that, you know, back to the point of, you know, we see these things that are taking place. We see this. You know, well, back to the churches, I guess, was where we should go, is, you know, I mean, they don't tell you what sin is. They want you to get baptized for an outward sign of an inward feeling, which is not what the Bible teaches. You know, it's a lie. And then you've got these, you know, they don't tell you what, you know, sin is. And, you know, sin's basically, it's real simple. And the Bible defines it. It's transgression of the law. And but they'll tell you that the law is done away with. And, I mean, just, you know, talk about deception, 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 deception.
They won't even tell you to be baptized their way. They'll do it for you, but they'll never say anything about doing it. They just totally avoid it. But, yeah, if you come and want to get baptized, they'll baptize you for that reason. But they don't even talk about doing that.
Amen.
A lot of misdirection.
Yes. Absolutely. We're, well, we've got about we got a couple minutes left. I guess we're going to wrap it down. Closing thoughts, gentlemen.
Well, we got it, Jim.
Nope, you.
Okay, it's interesting that in these times of I was thinking of that Leviticus 26:22. We have our children being, I mean, they do everything with those. They're, you know, and they do away with a parental responsibility before God for these children, and the parents love to have it so. A lot of them do. I mean, it's like we see that going on, and if we can't teach our children in the morning and teach them in the evening, then the hope is depressed. So our responsibility is to, and I think Jason says it frequently, train our replacements. We need to do that. That's what we can do. That's the only person the only thing I can take to heaven with me or take to the kingdom with me is my children. You know, I mean, that's my job.
You know, bringing me to the subject of abortion, you know, people all wonder about rape or about incest, anything. I don't know a mother worth a flip that wouldn't rather die than her child. You know, this whole thing is just so off the tracks. It's pathetic. Because any woman I know would die to protect her children.
Yes, I agree. And, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, those people that get abortion, they don't care about anything except themselves anyway. Oh, but then a lot of them regret it. But I'm just, it's all about me. You know, it's not about what's really going on. That child's life begins at conception, and for whatever reason, if we'd punish crime the way it was supposed to be punished, there would be very, very little crime.
Amen.
Amen.
So this country was run by God-fearing preachers in the beginning. Now it's run by godless attorneys.
Well, praise God that people are waking up. And I believe that, you know, even through these storms and these things that we're facing, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to wake up. Every time that I've seen a natural disaster like this, there's people that are waking up. They're waking up to you know, who they are, to they're crying out to God. They're praying. They might be coming to Jesus through praying for survival, or who knows. But I know that they do. It does things like this wake people up, and I pray that it just continues to wake people up, and just encourage people out there to continue to pray for those that are His. Use that prayer filter. Pray, you know, for these people that have been that are His, that have been affected by this storm, and, you know, want to just encourage people to, you know, have faith. And we see all these things. We talk about a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world today. Didn't get near enough covered this morning that I wanted to, but there's things that are happening all over the world right now, and it's, you know, God's got a plan. He's got a people. He's in control of it, and we need to trust Him. We need to continue to, you know, be those Christian soldiers, those Gideon elite Christian soldiers, and encourage people, you know, pray the 91st Psalm. Pray the 83rd Psalm. That's the warfare one. Our enemies are making an uproar against us. They hate our God. They hate His people. And I'm encouraged, and I see that Jacob is becoming that flame, and Esau is becoming that stubble. And they are going to be exposed, and they're going to be burned up. So praise God for that.
Amen.
Thank you, men.
We have a free gift to give you of tremendous value, a gift that can change your life and open your eyes to the inside of world events and the present happenings in America. Listen on. You're listening to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Heard worldwide 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on satellite, at the website www.scripturesforamerica.org.